Chris Lorton here, and welcome to the local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Just a reminder, before I introduce my next guest, feel free to go to our webpage, WJBMradio.com, and we got a lot of good things. You can listen, you can stream if you happen to be out of town or just out of our listening area. And then you can also go to Listen On Demand and hear. We got like over 200 some Spotlight shows, so a lot of those are, we got a lot of interesting people, a lot of good shows, so take a look at our webpage. Now, for our guests today, welcome Margie Ayers, Director of Auxiliary and Volunteers at Jersey Community Hospital. Welcome, Margie.
Thanks, Chris. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. And also, you mentioned earlier, 70-year anniversary at the hospital.
That's correct. 70 years of the hospital, 70 years of the auxiliary, and also 45-year anniversary of the volunteer department.
Now, Marge, can I call you Marge?
Yeah.
Do people call you Marge?
They do.
Marge or Margie?
Yep.
Now, Marge, you've been there for how many years now?
I'm going on my 38th year.
38 years. Wow. You've
Forever.
Been there. You've seen a lot come and go there, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah.
I started right after Mr. Bear started, so I've been there quite a long time.
Now, were you born in Jersey? Where were you born
No, I wasn't. We transplanted here when I was in high school with my family. My stepdad was in the military, and he was originally from this area, Tony Scott, and he came back. And we moved here when I was back here when I was a sophomore in high school.
And so graduated from high
graduated,
school
Graduated, married my high school sweetheart, Bruce.
Okay.
And then we stayed here and had our family, and we've lived here ever since.
So when you got out of high school, did you go to college or anything?
I went to Robert Morris.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to work for a short while in Alton, and then I worked at the State Bank for 6 years before I went to work at the hospital.
All right. So now, when you started at the hospital, did you start at this position?
No. I've worked several positions at the hospital. I started in the business office. I worked there in admitting and billing. And then I moved to nursing administration, where I worked with Julie Smith and Cindy Barrett for several years. And then I had the privilege to move to administration, and I worked with John Wade the entire time that he was at the hospital. And when Mr. Wade left, he moved me to this position, director of auxiliary and volunteers, and I've been doing that ever since.
I see. So, now, I know you're married. You got some kids?
I have two kids. I have a son, Jacob, and a daughter, Emily. Jacob still lives here. He also works. My husband works at the hospital, and my son, Jacob, also works at the hospital, too. And then he works in IT. He works from home, but he works at the IT department. And then our daughter lives in the Chicago area, and she's married, and we have one granddaughter, Lucy.
Oh, well, good for you. Mm-hmm. Just one, huh?
Just one, yeah.
More than we got, that's for sure. So the programs, the volunteer program, we're going to talk about three programs. The volunteer program, the gift shop, and the retail shop.
The resale shop.
Resale shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, volunteer program. How many people are in this? You're the head of this volunteer program, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm over the volunteer program. We have volunteers in the hospital and the resale shop. So I don't oversee the resale shop myself. That's really run by Charity Roth through the foundation, but the volunteers are also in the resale shop. So between the resale shop and the hospital, we have almost 100 volunteers.
Wow, that's
so
great.
Yeah, and they are just a vital part of the hospital. Last year, we reported in our annual report that we have volunteers that gave over 14,000 hours to the hospital and the resale shop.
Wow.
And that they contributed almost $190,000 in savings to us.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Now,
so they're so helpful.
What kind of duties?
So in the hospital,
I know they work at the desk.
Right. They work at the admitting desk. They answer the phone. They do. I have one lady that works in my office every week where she does copying and laminating and different clerical things for us all week long. And then we have somebody that goes around every week and picks up shred from all the departments, you know, that all the documents that need to be shredded. Mm-hmm. And those, and then of course the gift shop.
Yes.
We have ladies that work in the gift shop 5 days a week. And then at the resale shop, I can't even tell you all the different jobs they have, that between the sorting of all the items that are donated, and then pricing, and then working in the shop itself too.
Typically, who becomes a volunteer? I know probably a lot of retiree people.
Retiree, mm-hmm.
But there's probably others too.
We have all ages. Yeah, we have students. Some students, because a lot of times students are needing community service hours. Mm-hmm. So then they'll contact us for that, and they can work after school, or the resale shop is open on Saturdays too. So they can get those hours in then too.
You have to be a certain age?
No, not really. It depends upon...
Because you're not getting paid.
Right. It was more complicated, of course, during COVID.
Okay.
So, and then the resale shop is off campus, so that's helpful. So then they're not exposed to anything like that.
Ah, yes.
So,
I gotcha.
And then also, we've also had people work in maintenance. You know, some young boys have come and helped and worked in the yard, you know what I mean, and helped Steve out and things like that if they needed community service hours. So that's worked out.
You know what I could see, and I don't know if this happens or not, you say maybe a high school student, you know, they're thinking about going into healthcare, mm-hmm. right? And they're thinking, if I could go volunteer for a little bit, I could find out if I really want to be in healthcare versus going to college for 2 or 3 years or 4 years and then getting in it and then like, you know what, I really don't like it. But, you know, how about that?
Right.
You have people doing that?
We have, of course, there's so many rules and guidelines about being around the patients now too, but there are some shadowing things that they can do. We have them contact Julie Smith.
Do they still do?
Candy Striper?
Yes.
They haven't done that for years. They used to do that way back when I started. We had Candy Stripers. We haven't had that program for a very long time. There seemed to be a loss of interest for that. Oh. But we have had shadowing students that have come in and, say that they wanted interest in the healthcare field, and they have contacted the different department heads of the departments that they were interested in and came and shadowed then. And did that.
Well, so if somebody wanted to become a volunteer, what's the procedure?
They would contact me, so they could call me at the hospital at 498-8442, or just call the main switchboard operator, and get a hold of me that way, and just tell me what they were interested in, and we'd see how we could fit their needs.
Okay. Typically, off the top of your head, how many volunteers do you have helping a day?
Every day.
What would you get a typical day?
In the hospital, I say probably 5 or 6. And at the resale shop, you know, I don't know the answer for that. I would have had to double check with Charity, but I bet she has
3 or 4.
More than that. I bet she has at least 10 plus at the resale shop every day.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, shoot.
So, yeah.
That's great.
We have a lot of volunteers, and I know we're always looking for more. Always looking for more. And they work anywhere from 1 to 4 hours a day.
Okay. Or
more.
Or 5 or 6 days a week?
Right.
Whatever you want to do?
Right, whatever you want to do. We have some people that work 1 day a month. Some work the first Tuesday of every month. I mean, we can cater that schedule that fits you.
Okay. Now, let's say... if I was to ask a volunteer and I ask them, what do they really like? Why do they keep coming back? Well, they could do something else. They could go golfing, could go shopping, you know, clean their house. Why do they like working at the hospital?
I think a lot of them will say they just like to be helpful They like to be needed. They want to get out of the house. It's a social thing. They have a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
They like to be needed.
I think as human beings, we like to service. We like to help others. We feel good about that.
Absolutely. We have a volunteer recognition every April. That's Volunteer Month. And so we had, because it was our anniversary this year too, we had a big catered lunch for them in April at Westlake. And I had a little video for them that I found online. And the video was a really good video. It was about not only is volunteering good for the community and good for helping others, but it also was good for you too.
Yeah.
You know, physically and mentally and spiritually. And it's just like anything else. It always seems like if you help others, it helps you too.
Yeah, it all comes back.
It all comes back too. Yes. And it was a really good video on that. And everyone seemed to enjoy it. But, you know, our volunteers, when the weather's bad, there's lots of employees that don't want to show up to work, but you can count on those volunteers are going to be there. And we have to tell them, please don't get out today. But they're the first ones that want to come in and come to work. They look forward to it.
If you're just joining us, I have Margie Ayers, Director of Auxiliary and Volunteers at the Jersey Community Hospital. Been there for 38 years.
That's right.
And still there, still cooking. Now, the other two things we wanted to talk about was the gift shop at the hospital. Is it still same location as it's always been?
Still same location. And that's the other thing I wanted to bring up is that we are there, and we want to remind people that you can shop there anytime, whether you're visiting a patient or not. When the entrance moved to the north entrance by the emergency room, we lost our everyday foot traffic.
Yes.
So I just want to remind people that you don't have to be visiting somebody to come and shop with us. You can still enter the Maple Summit entrance and just come in and shop in the gift shop. And we have lots of great items. We were very affordable.
Well, tell me about them. What do you got? What's
in
the hospital?
We have everything.
Like if I'm looking for a gift for my wife?
We have purses.
Yeah.
And we have jewelry. And we have great, we have memorial items. We have religious items. And a lot of our gifts aren't over $25 or $30. And so we have lots of things to choose from. We're great for people who are buying just I'm thinking of you items, you know what I mean? We're a gift shop that there aren't a lot of us around anymore. You know, there used to be gift shops in town
it's a gift shop not necessarily just for people that may be sick.
Right.
Or at the hospital.
Exactly.
It's a gift shop. Weddings, birthdays.
Secret pal, I'm thinking of you, you know, a memorial, just any kind of a birthday gift. Just a gift shop that I'm picking up something for somebody, and we're very affordable.
Well, here's a question. Because I know, you know, my wife, she loves shopping. You know Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She loves shopping. Now, if I was to point her in that direction in shopping, which I usually don't do, okay, is there anything in there for me? Is there any gifts for me?
For men? I don't have a lot of men's gifts. But here's the thing I always say. If there's something that you want, let me know and I'll see if I can find it for you too, because that's a really easy fix. If there's something that you'd like to see in the shop, I can make it happen. So that's an easy fix.
Okay, yeah.
So, because I do all the buying for the shop.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. So we can make that happen too.
All right. Well, maybe people might have some suggestions.
Yes, absolutely. I'm very open to suggestions too. Okay. So, and then the resale shop has tons of stuff.
Okay, for the resale shop, what's the location?
On Jefferson Street, okay. Across from the fire station.
Right, okay.
So, and they have, you know, people are so good about their donations. So they have an abundance of donations and they have so many items to choose from, very affordable. And you just need to go in there and check it out, all the things that they have. And they want people to come in and buy all their items.
I've told this story already on the air, but I'm going to tell it again because we're talking about the gift shop. When I was had George's, I had it. My cleaning guy, he would get there early, and every day he would go over to the gift shop, right, mm-hmm. and shop. Mm-hmm. And he'd always come back. He'd always buy something, you know, and he'd show it to me. What a great deal he had. And one day he came up back, and he had this really nice leather jacket, black leather jacket, you know, and it was a double X. And so he brings it. He goes, well, this won't fit me, but it's too good of a buy. I couldn't pass it up. I didn't know if you'd be interested in it. And I said, sure. I go, what do you want for it? He goes, well, I paid $20 for it. I said, okay, I'll double it. How about 40? He goes, oh, fine, perfect, love it. So, but I mean, that coat had to cost like $200-$250. I mean, because I bought a leather jacket cost $600, you know, before.
Absolutely.
So I mean, they're expensive.
They have items that are donated with tags on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's brand new.
It's a good place to maybe, you know, shop for birthdays and anniversaries.
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
Absolutely.
Nobody has to know.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you got clothes in there, and you got shoes.
Mm-hmm. Household gifts, household items. Now they have Christmas, so.
Yeah.
They have Christmas decorations and Christmas items. And then in the gift shop now, it's just loaded with Christmas.
Just loaded with Christmas.
Just loaded with Christmas. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about dropping things off? What's the rules? What's the rules and regulations on that?
Now, they have, you know, I didn't check with Charity to see if she has any restrictions on her drop off right now. So you probably,
I mean, you don't want junk, right?
Well, they sort through it. They prefer it to be checked over and that. But you're probably better off calling the 639 Hope. That's the number for the resale
639
shop.
639 Hope.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then right now, Tuesday through Saturday is their days that they're open.
Okay. But you drop off when they're there?
Yes.
Okay. You don't drop off
when they're not there.
So you would drive around back or in the front, or where would you go?
You drive right to the garage door.
Okay.
When they're there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's a good way because us Americans, you know, we love just keep buying.
We all have too much stuff.
Yeah, we got our closets are full, and mm-hmm. then we buy rent storage units to put all our stuff in, mm-hmm. you know. We're better off just to clean it out.
Absolutely.
You know, my philosophy is if I haven't touched like a shirt or something, you know, if I haven't touched it in 10 years, it's gone.
10?
I'm just kidding. No, but at least, you know, a year or two, you know.
I know. We all have that or more. I'm always after Bruce. There are shirts in there that I know you haven't looked at in 3 years. And he goes, I might want that. Leave it alone.
Okay. Well, is there any other things we need to talk about?
And I also wanted to remind everybody that the proceeds that we make from both the resale shop and the gift shop go back into the hospital again.
Okay.
So all that, the money that we make is used to buy items for the hospital. So
what have you bought?
So the gift shop, in the last 7 years, or I've been over the gift shop for the last almost six years, we have bought things like a power stretcher. We donated money for the 3D mammography, wellness center, mm-hmm. additional equipment, new equipment for the wellness center. We've bought two transit vans for the hospital. One of them, my husband drives for.
Transit van?
The transit vans.
No, that's got to be a lot of money.
Yeah. The last one was $35,000. So in the last 7 years, the gift shop has donated over $143,000 back into the hospital again.
So the department that you're over, you just said, and I don't know if we said this on the air before, but so you got $143,000 there you're donating, and then you're also saving another $190,000 in labor with the authority. Boy, you are really contributing to the hospital.
It's
You're really helping out personally. Yeah, but you are the head honcho. No, you're doing that is great. That to you know, it's over $300,000 worth
the
of
thing that makes it nice for my job is they want to be there every day too.
Yeah,
that's the real treat for me is that they want
to
be
so
there.
Nice.
Well, thank you. But
I know you rule with an iron fist, but you're nice about it.
I am awful mean, but no, that's the real treat for me is that they want to be there every day, which is a real pleasure to work with them every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Margie, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And the gift shop is having a Christmas open house today from 4 to 7 and all day Friday, too. From
well,
9 to 3.
The thing of it is, Marge, this is recorded like 2-3 days earlier, right?
Okay.
So you had it. Do you got anything coming up after this?
We're just open all Monday through Friday. So just we have Christmas available as well as, like I said, don't forget to stop the resale shop as well.
Monday through Friday, what was the time opening?
9 to 3.
9 to 3. Monday mm-hmm. through Friday, 9 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the now that's the gift shop. And
that's the gift shop. And then the resale shop is open every day. Oh, gosh, I don't know for sure there if it's 10 to 5, I think.
Maybe 10 to 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, good to know. Yeah. And thanks so much for coming in. And you probably got to get back to work.
I do have to get back to work.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Take care.